This place where these photographs are taken, it's a really special place to me because I grew up here. I lived up the hill from here. We would just roll down the hill and we'd be on the beach. My dad was shot down in Vietnam when I was in the third grade, and he came back at the end of my 10th grade year in high school. He was 7 years a prisoner of war. When I was old enough, I used to come down here with my oyster knife and my golden retriever, Willie, and walk the flats. There was shellfish everywhere, and open and eat a dozen maybe until my mother blew the horn to call anyone home from dinner, but I was usually the one that was out. Willie heard every story that I needed to share that I didn't feel like I could share with anybody else growing up. School, missing dad, you know, sister stuff. And Willie just sat there and listened. When my dad was a prisoner of war, this community was what kept the family really strong. I had more aunts and uncles than I cared to have because that's how the village helped raise the children. I don't know how it would have been if we didn't have the community. When they found out my dad was coming back from Vietnam for free, all the local contractors put an addition on my mother's house. Everything was donated by local builders. Even now that the town has gotten bigger, there's still that core. As a military brat and you travel around the world, I've always just been drawn back here. When I came back and raised my kids here and have a core group of friends and my kids want to stay here. The town of Wellfleet took a huge hit this summer with Paul Souza, who is the manager of the market, dying of cancer. Joe Wonko, owned the Lighthouse forever, dying of cancer. Mia dying of a potential, we think, overdose. Jonah Kavanaugh, my next door neighbor, 42 years old, dead in his sleep. They think it might be a heart, but there's just been so much tragedy this summer. I usually don't get this quickly to tears, but it's been overwhelming. Oh, the gathering for Mia was quiet and solemn as people arrived. I mean, you're looking around and we all knew Louis Labarthe. There's other kids that you know that have died of overdoses. So it was a very loving, loving, loving time. It was just amazing to look out and see all the people from the community, elementary school teachers and librarians and the market store people and the bankers and the friends of the friends of the friends and the people that are in recovery. There was a bunch of people there that they met at the methadone clinic. I thought a while about what I wanted to say about Mia for the memorial, because what do you say about a young girl that was kind of like a daughter who dies of an overdose at way too young when you thought she was going to make it this time? And I'm in the horse paddock mucking, and I'm actively thinking about Mia. I'm sitting there, and this yellow dragonfly came and sat right on my forearm, and it was looking at me. I'm like, hello. I kept shoveling, and it didn't move, so I looked really closely, and it had these big brown beautiful eyes and looked blonde, and that was Mia. Big brown eyes. And so I like, Mia, it's you. And she stayed there for a while. I'm a believer in things beyond, but I'm also a math science person at the high school, so I know that there's hatchings and dragonflies swarm, but I also believe that there's more to what we know for black and white fact.